This is our Cosmic Chorus, Part 1. Every being is gifted, the elements that constitute life being intricately sifted to grant us inexplicably the essence of existence. So here we find ourselves, with so many embroiled by confusion and an uncertainty so powerful they have become disillusioned. Lacking in purpose, depressed or in despair, feeling unclear, dwelling in shame about past choices and seeming to drown in the cacophony of an endless sea of voices. So many shouting in anger when they could be rejoicing and fostering division instead of hoisting us onwards and upwards towards our lofty destiny, the unfoldment and actualization of that inherent nobility, where our species realizes its commonalities are much greater than its differences, where forgiveness becomes commonplace, extended even to those whose faces we shun in punishment today. In that eventuality, we offer them the healing ray. In the big picture, then, we'll realize what we conceive as evil is a decomposing fungi that balances creation in extraordinary ways. Imagine our chagrin when we mend our way of thinking and leave behind the parasitic ideal, replacing it with symbiotic beauty that is truly real. When we truly feel and discard the manufactured numbness that haunts us, unreal separation that flaunts us as puppets in a scheme to bring us to our knees and forget that we are wholly powerful. On and on the hours roll, impersonal, with infinite patience awaiting our decision, cosmic choices that none can make for us, sealed by the diamond timbre of our unique voices blend together in a brilliant chorus.